want to. We can. I'm interviewing.
Okay. I need some numbers.
They're right there.
In the media suite, we have number one, two-time world champion, Robert Height, coming in here as the number one qualifier. He went 3.871 at 329.67 miles an hour. Robert, this is your home track, your home race. This is your sponsor race, title race. What does that mean to you? Is that any more pressure on you to do well? Or just tell me how you feel here.
It's some pressure, but it really is like I've got a lot of good people. You know, the Auto Club, it's a great group. You know, they obviously want to win, but all they do for us, you want to shine for them. So you rise to the occasion. Jimmy Prock, everybody does. And, you know, we've won here quite a few times, been number one qualifier here before. So we usually shine and do a good job for them when it counts the most.
That was a great answer.
Yeah.
So you've been a world champion before, and you're coming here, you're starting as the number one qualifier for the 2019 season. That's you got the ball rolling well. What does that mean to you? How do you want to carry that momentum into the season?
Well, I wish I was coming in here on a 6-win streak, but I'm not. So I'm hoping to get a little win streak of my own started right here at Pomona, and you know, show these guys that, you know, we know what we're doing. Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham, they worked hard over the winter, and, you know, they figured out some things that we did wrong last year in the countdown, and they've worked on it, and testing went well, and, you know, so far so good here. But it's going to really take, you know, 4 rounds on race day to see exactly where we're at and where we stack up to the competition.
Hello.
No, wait, I got some questions still.
How different was the track that you tested on and went to number one than the track you're running out here?
It's not the same, that's for sure. It's they got a, you know, funny cars and dragsters are different. So, you know, you saw a lot of good dragster runs, 65, 66 by him and his dad, pretty impressive, very impressive. But the funny cars, you know, we need a little better track prep. And then also when you run at the back, you know, with how they're spraying 50-50, there's not much glue left there. So got to do a better job, because really what it's all about is putting on a show for the fans, and that's what we need to be doing a better job of.
The real question is, and you know, I've been in the staging lanes while Top Fuel's running, and I've seen Jimmy in the lanes. What I was concerned about was there was going to be a conflict of interest, a little diversion of attention to the car, but obviously that was not the case whatsoever. Jimmy's really got his head on over there, and his kid's kicking butt and talking trash at the end of me.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's going to be good. I think Jimmy, you know, Jimmy's very excited, and he's showing some interest in that thing. But I've always said this before. I believe you could set the trailer on fire and Jimmy wouldn't know it. He is so focused on tuning my race car that I'm not kidding you. When his kids used to be little, Austin and Thomas, they would be running around tearing up shit. And I mean, he didn't notice a thing. Okay. They could light that thing on fire and he would not know.
Yeah. I got out at the end. Austin looks over at me and he goes, "I'm coming for you." I go, "Wait a minute. You've made 2 passes so far." He goes, I said, "What were you on the tree?" He goes, 50. I said, "What was that?" He goes, 53. "I'm coming for you." Said, "All right." Got a good point. All right, does anybody have any questions for Robert?
Robert, how tough was it to drive the top end today?
Well, my car, the first run today, if it would have stuck and, you know, going over that bump, we probably would have run 83 or 84. The numbers to the 330 were really, really good. But we hit the bump and, you know, not a lot of spray out there, and it came loose. And, you know, these tracks aren't going to get fixed, but one way to mask some of these problems at the racetracks is glue, okay? Spray the damn track.
How do you really feel?
Yeah.
Anybody got any other questions? If so, I'll shoot you.
I'm just kidding.